Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Shalom. Hey, Brother Noir, y'all with us?
Yashalom, Mark.
Hey, Yashalom.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay. Well, Brother Drew, let's me and you reminisce a little bit. Back when we were studying and we walked up on these stories of the past of what was going on when we were studying his story, not the story of the legend and the legacy, but his story. And his story started 50,000 years ago. And his story was mankind, not the human being. And we have learned who mankind is. But then when we apply the five W's and the one H to studying wisdom and knowledge in our research, then we ask ourselves those questions based upon those facts, then we are not hoodwinked or cable-told by anything because we know exactly through history of what has been said from the legend that is a legacy as we speak now. and we have had many lectures up on, we know the difference. So to start, you hear in the Bible is a book that is coded. And, you know, we have decoded this book. And when we studied the about 25 or 30 years ago, I was looking through Big Mama's books and saw this little bitty pamphlet. And this little bitty pamphlet was the Learned Elders of Zion. And I asked her where this book come from. She said, your grandpa. And she said he was a Zionist. They were Jews. He was, but not her. And she didn't believe in the stuff, but great-great-grandfather, it was one of his books. So I got that book, and, you know, when we got that book, we studied that book to where that book had gave us information. And when you're a good soldier and studying, then Big Mama had taught me by, she said she noticed something, Brother Drew, that when she cooked the cake, you know, she just cooked the cake from scratch and they was out, she said, but one time that she didn't feel like cooking a cake, she got a Betty Crocker cake. And she said that the first thing that she read on the back of the cake box was for the best results, follow the directions. So she said she liked that saying so much that she put it on all of her Bibles, for the best results, follow the directions. And we know that the Bible is wrote up on the esoteric by Mason, so I have my great-great-grandfathers taught me enough about the Masonic order, that codes. I'm a code-breaking asshole with breaking codes. So for the best results, you have to follow the directions of what, you know. Now, in the protocol, remember, Brother Drew said, keep everything Masonic. And see, the protocol give you orders. You follow them damn orders, you don't go astray. And then the protocol tells us, that protocol number 7, that when the democratic government becomes a mob form of government, then that we were supposed to see certain things that come into existence, and what they call now the Illuminati is a New World Order, but in the book they didn't call it that in that day and period of time when we break down codes. Also, we broke down the codes when we look at the numbering systems that came out of the language that's in the 119th song of the Bible. See, all the codes and your study guide is already in the book. You just have to know who wrote it and who broke it down. So we just so happen to know who wrote it and who broke it down when it came from the east to the west. And we the ones that are doing the breakdown on that ass. See, we whoop ass opening up a can of whoop ass on breaking. We're going to break down the breakdown. So we were looking for, in the Bible, one of the code numbers is 10. That would be Yah's number. Follow me, Brother Drew? We still there?
I'm following you, Brother Drew.
So, yeah, and so when we went to, walked up on chapter 22, Proverbs 22. So Proverbs is a short statement that's directly to the point. It's a book of wisdom and knowledge. So when you master Proverbs, then Proverbs got a lot of instructions in it. And I started reading this at a young age. Both grandmothers I had me on this book 24/7. But it says in Proverbs 22 and 28, Remove not the ancient landmarks which their fathers have set.
Right.
That's key right there. And then Big Mama had taught me, boy, if you see it stuff times in the Bible, it says that if something is in there two or three times, you have to dig deeper. That's what Big Mama and great-great grandpa's and them taught me on researching this, going through this Masonic knowledge. And we move right down to chapter 23, and 2 and 3 is 5. That's your power. And we go right back to 10, Brother Drew. Here's the 10. Go to the 10. It says, remove not old landmark and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. There you go again. And then we go into the book of Revelation. It says, the Ancient of Days. You couldn't come to the Ancient of Days. So when we look at who this is and the Ancient of Days, what is the Ancient of Days? And when there's another key word in the Bible, a coded word is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word belonged to God. That's a familiar quoted passage in the Bible. Well, that's a code. That's a code, meaning that it would take us back to the Word. And the Word, in the beginning, the Word was with God. So when we go back to the beginning, and we go in a chronological order, that's how we study with ethnology, you know how we study, then the oldest story, Brother Drew, that we can find, that's hidden in the ancient Masonic lodge, is about the reptilians and the Anunnakis, these two words, and Nibiru. Nibiru, N-I-B-R-U-E. This is in ancient Hebrew. These names is in the ancient Hebrew, which they call Hebrew today, but it's called a Yah LaKodesh, called LaKodesh in the language of Yah, of the Anunnakis, which is the language of the Anunnakis, is this number 10, is the number. Find a symbol. So when we go back and place all of this together, we have to start and tell an old story that has been depicted as science fiction through the years. The reptilians, which is the Martians, and you had to know the story to understand what happened. And the reason that we don't understand the story is we was taught that studying the stars and astrology and all of this stuff was evil and voodoo, and this was the works of the devil and stuff. Well, you got to know this knowledge in 2015. You're going to have to do, the people that ain't did in-depth study of astrology and astronomy and the stars and the alignment of the stars. If you want to know something, you need to do your in-depth study, especially to the people that's traveling with us and done this study. You have to do an in-depth study that maybe I can get Manuel on the show, because I know he's done an quite in-depth study of this. But this is the knowledge that you're going to have to entertain and to understand because of where we at and what atmosphere we in and where the Earth is orbiting in right now. And so in order for us to do that, we'll have to go back into time. And to me, Brother Drew, this is the period in time where I'm going to call this the awakening, where the awakening of the DNA that's already, that's just laying in dome and getting jump-started now to all the old ancient truths and the mystery of gods and all of this is being foretold. Well, it's all of this that is happening right now, we can go into this 1881 King James Bible, because it's a Masonic coded book, and we can pull out the codes. We don't have any problem with doing that.
Right.
Nobody that has studied with us, we don't have any problem of pulling out these codes that's already here, what's going on. This is the oldest ancient story was that's out here that's hid in all Masonic lodges up under the title of esoteric knowledge. They give you the exoteric knowledge. This is not for the learned. Why this was done, Brother Drew, is very unique. Why this was done is because the elite bloodline of the Martians, and we're dealing with, these was Martians that, these ships that landed in the Caucasus Mountains with Jephaster, and these was Martians. And when they mixed their seed with them, with the Martians, you got this hybrid, and they became subhumans and went off into what their brothers renamed them Neanderthals, and they started that history from there. But there's a story that's in the Kabbalah in that's old, that go all the way back into the ancient Sumerian, that's hid in the Masonic Order. We're going to tell those stories that's hid up there. We're going to, it's going to take some weeks. We're going to be on this. And so if you have to go back into the archives to pick the story up, but according to the time period that we were in, anybody that has been traveling with us, as I speak, you understand the story. Your DNA will pick it up because you don't have to, it doesn't have to rest with you. Only thing now is you getting jump started. You're just like a battery, a good battery that's been in the cold weather and been asleep. And then they put the jumper cables on you, and that, well, this knowledge, this is the only thing it do is jump start you into all of what you already know because of your DNA. We at that time. Now, the definition of time, Brother Drew, is past, present, and future. That's what time is. A minute is classified as short time. A period of time is called an epoch, an era, an age. Music, the rhythm or measure of a piece of music. And then in music, they have a rest that's in the music. Because it's very critical that you understand about music, because music, rhythm, is the fourth law of nature. And right now, due to what I'm talking about now that we'll come into this, this is why the earth is on earth, time has sped up so much, and we have to go into the study of that. By time, this is what white folks have tried to do for the last 6,000 years, is by time. That means to gain time by stalling, postponing, delaying, putting off action. White folks have tried to postpone and delay time by changing time from B.C. to A.D., and then in 1957, Eisenhower changed time so he could play golf longer, have with daylight saving time. That's what it was for. I did a book record on it when I was in elementary school because it was a phenomenon when that happened. But this is what my daddy taught me, and I told me this is why he changed time. And my daddy, I believe what he said. He knew what he was talking about. Cause he was the chef cook at the people at the country club. And he said he was happy as hell because that would be more duckies in his pocket. So we know that in the Bible it said that an evil nation of people would change time in the book of Isaiah. So, goddamn it, we ain't got no goddamn questions on who changed fucking time right now. It ain't no question who that evil person that this book called Bible was talking about.
Right.
Magog and Gog. It ain't no damn question about who they talking about, Magog and Gog. That's the Germanic race of people. That's who the Martians had mixed their seed with, according to the old story. The Anunnakis, all people of color that was put down here, came from the 19th galaxy. You had to know what galaxy that you in, Earth is in, which is the 9th planet. And we're going to use the old ancient word. This wasn't called Earth. This is what the reptilians renamed it, Earth. This place was called Tiamat, T-I-A-M-E-T. When we study ancient history and the ancient and through the Masonic order, this is what this planet was called on all the old ancient charts and the old ancient maps and the old ancient. See, we're going back to the ancient. If we're doing it in a chronological order, it's always a number one. So we're going to start with number one so we'll know who number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, a revised version, got started. So when we do it like this, Drew, ain't no mistake. It ain't nothing but whooping our ass. That's all. Just breaking
right
up a old can of whoop ass on a line switching bitch, and his nickname is Doodoo, for as I'm concerned. And that's why I'm gonna talk to his ass. I don't give a damn what he look like, because he comes in many colors right now. See, it's this reptilian, he done bred with every nation of people. So you can tell, Brother
right
Drew, every nation of people after the third generation over here, they want to be white, to the standpoint of the Mexicans, Hindus. I done ran into every nation of people where they don't even know their damn language and tell you they're Americans and there's no use for them to learn their language. Well, that means that they've been conquered by these people. So this reptilian is in every nation of people yet. And here's how you can, from doing this in-depth study and learning and y'all giving me these messages, how you can tell that purebred. See, the purebred, according to David Icke and Jeremiah Stichen, is your leaders, of world leaders in every country. Is the purebred reptilian. This is what Hitler was trying to do. You can tell him with his blue eyes. But I found it very significant. When we go into the book of Leviticus, around the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, it'll tell you about the purebred's hair, how the hair would look. That answers a question for us. The purebred bloodline in every nation of people, as we speak right now, is the pure bloodline of the Martian, which is the reptilian. That's the purest of the purest bloodline that's down here. Others has got the quadrome, and we're talking about the elite, the shapeshifter, according to Jeremiah Stichen. They have turned platinum white. Have you noticed that every goddamn president of the United States, Brother Drew, when he go in office, he gets had a like it is when his ass come out of office? That's how you
right
tell that pure-ass bloodline, according to the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, about the hair. The hair would turn platinum white. Which is platinum, that's white, silver, platinum, white. They tell you this in the goddamn this Bible, but it's coded how these damn people would look, that pure bloodline, the elite, and what positions they would have where they'd be leaders in every country. 2015, goddamn it, we're looking at it. I don't give a damn where he looks. Every goddamn leader of every damn country, look at his hair. Look at his hair. You think I'm bullshitting? It's silver white. Look at y'all's nigga president, Obama. when his ass went into office, how his hair looked. Look at the first black president, Bill Clinton, when he went into office. Look at Baby Bush when he went into office. They all got that look. This is what David Icke said. But I find it ironic what David Icke said. Shit is in the Bible, too. I'm quoting what he said on his tape. Hell, I've been studying, we've been studying his tape down there 20-some damn years. Him and Maxwell, shit. And Jordan Maxwell, they put out the Millennium. We've been studying that damn tape many years, Brother Drew. When we studied it back then, we studied it. Hard for us to believe it, but goddamn it, and right now, shit, we're looking at it. We looking at the reptilian and the XY and the millennial generation of people, those people born after 1960. The people born after 1960 was clones. And then you can go through and see the clones, because right now as we speak, you can look at that Y generation and the millennial generation. Look at they look. Look how fast they talk. Why they don't talk like you? Shit, we're going to find out in this study why they going to sound like you. And we're going to start. We got buying time and keep time. Now, we got to go back to in the awakening, Brother Drew, we got to go back and keep time. The definition of keep time is to go correctly. All these damn definitions in your etymology dictionary. And if we keep time, we have good time. Good time, the definition of that is the right, we got to know the right time. And the right time don't start in no goddamn January. It started at what they call April. That's the right time. This ain't the year 2015. This is the year 4030. Because he changed time. Now, the last time, one I found unique that was in that dictionary was the appointed time. And that's predestination, it says. The appointed time, everything has an appointed time. Well, right now, this is the appointed time of the awakening of some minds that has been, as the Bible says, a lion sleeping in Judah that's been dry bones for many years. Well, these minds will start awakening as we speak, because 1970 started the year of Aquarius. And when we start with that year of Aquarius, and we can understand how the story goes. And this story that we're going to go back in ancient history and start off with is it started off with just like me. Let's walk back close to a million years ago with a mothership called Nibiru, Nibiru, which was said that was coming through the solar system. And you had to understand, I want you to go learn for yourself, there's 12 solar systems, and I'm finna name off the ancient names of these solar systems, what they was called, and the story that the Jews told and every nation of people told and even the nation of people over here told, that we can find it in all the nations of people, this same story that I'm telling you with the same words. So this is a story that's been hid for many years, that the old Yah man over here, if you didn't have no business bringing your ass across the waters over here and to Hayah land. This is the land of the Anunnakis. We the people of the Anunnakis, and we in Hayah way, our king and queen, mother and father, who we abide by is Amun-Yah and and Abinyah, and you and Abinyah. This big old mothership, this big old black ball in the sky that the present-day scientists, they don't understand this big black ball. But this is a cube. And this Niberian, you're going to understand that this ain't no planet. This is a spaceship, which is called a mothership in ancient time, that's three times bigger than Earth and can't even come in Earth's atmosphere. So Abinyah, this is Abinyah. She the queen. She the mother of the Anunnakis. That's us. Brother Drew, she the queen, Abinyah. She'll kill your ass for breaking her laws. And she'll kill your ass with the weather. And it done been told to you how she killed everybody in the East. And one family escaped, the family of Noah, and started populating with the same reptilian seed, which was started that history in Genesis 2. The present-day people you see is the children of Noah that escaped the mothership, killing their ass over there in the East where all of this God worship was. But the Martians come, and they can't cross the water. And they over here in Hayah land, and you in the mothership, Abinyah's atmosphere as we speak. Have you noticed the weather? Have you noticed the weather? And certain people been telling your ass, Louis Farrakhan told South Kakalaki, that's what the original, not South Carolinas, those are the Kakalakis. When they come to Kakalakis, they become sacred, indigenous, Blackfoot, Choctaw, holy land that Tecumseh had. When it becomes that, the Kakalakis. That's the land of Tecumseh. Go look him up in his history. He was one of my ancestors on my daddy's side, called great-great-grandpa, told me that was his great-great-grandfather, Tecumseh. Go look him up and look up what they did to him in Kakalakis, not the Carolinas, as it's called now. Well, what the Farrakhan, as y'all white folks call him, what he tell y'all? He told y'all Allah was going to come with the weather. He cheat y'all down there in Carolina for, call y'all didn't understand, and a sign come to you. Well, I guess that sign came to him, didn't it, Brother Drew? Because the Carolinas is getting tore up with the weather.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. And so if you don't think that Abinyah ain't finna whoop your ass with the weather, she told me to tell you got another damn think. And this, what had happened, Brother Drew, the Anunnakis was aboard a craft called Nibir, N-I-B-I-R-U. It was on a normal route when the planet Anu, A-N-U, meaning the heavenly one, today known as Uranus, U-R-A-N-U-S, not originally part of our solar system, suddenly came behind the planet Ea, which means he who has his water. And let's stop there a minute, Brother Drew. This Ea, you remember when we were studying Ea? And if you go get this movie called 13th Warrior about these reptilians when they was in that Neanderthal caveman, the god of ancient pagan, the Celts was called Ea, E-A. Go look that up. And it was a female deity. If you go get that movie, 13th Warrior. It's an old movie, but pull it up, Teen Warrior. That's a hell of a movie, bro. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen the movie.
That's a hell of a movie. It feel like I told you, they make the movie. Today, that planet is known as Neptune. Tried to hit and avoid Uranus, Nubia veered off its path and collided with the planet Merdu. Now, let's go back to this word, Merdu. Now, if we go into the Bible, you remember this god called Merdu that the Canaanites, this was a planet. A people lived on this planet called the Merdubs, where they was got blasted down here to Earth. They was down here on Earth, invading Earth, one with Earth. The Anunnaki's down here. Also known as Vulcans. You remember the movie Star Trek was a Vulcan? Brother Duke?
Yeah, I remember that.
And later, this planet become known as the Lost Planet. The beings on Merduk assumed that the beings attacked and sent out four fighter ships after Nubia, the Anunnaki's mother ship. These four spaceships was known as the four winds, north, south, east, and west wind. The story said the mothership, Amun-Ra, put up its full magnetic force fields and destabilized these four ships, and they moved on as four powerful winds with the planet Nubim. When the mothership released the four ships from its force field, the craft called the North Wind was lined up directly for the planet Tiamat, meaning Earth. Tiamat in the ancient time means maiden of life, and it's what we call the planet Earth today. Upon the impact of the North Wind, it caused the Earth, Tiamat, to split in two parts, meaning it split in two parts, and because of this split in two parts, three of the hemispheres was in one place, and one of the hemispheres, you were separated by the great waters. Now you understand how we got separated now, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I can understand that.
This is the old story that's coming out of the Kabbalah. When this happened, the north winds came back around, shattered that half into pieces, making comets, of which Halley's Comet is one, and asteroids. The east wind blew a hole in the upper half of Earth, and after the north wind had already split the planet in two, this caused the upper half of Tiamat of Earth to wobble in its orbit, setting large portion of it on fire, burning up the dinosaurs and shit, that period of time. The south wind then crushed into the earth, creating the Grand Canyons. That's how the ancients say that the Grand Canyons got them. The west wind, which they call the evil winds, tore into the center and gorged out a large hole space in the center of Tiamat, Earth. The west wind became a tremendous 600-mile diameter sun and was trapped in place there with a sunscreen to direct the heat waves through the north poles away from the planet, creating the northern lights, which we call the Aurora Borealis, B-O-R-E-A-L-I-S. These lights are solar flares or sun flares. This ball of light in the center of Tiamat was called APSS, Astus, meaning one what exists from the beginning. Three outer lost ships or satellites launched off of Nubia created a
energy at 19.5 degree angle across the new half of Tommy that was the hole through it and was placed inside the center. The sun traveled through the great hole, causing the abyss. And you remember the movie called The Abyss?
Yeah, Bruce? I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I saw that.
See, all of these movies tell you this story I'm telling you now. From a distance of 3,963 miles to the center of the half of the newly formed planet called Quar, Earth. Now, let's ask ourselves, what is NIBIRU, Nubri, which is called a mothership? This is Amon Ra's craft ship. Now, when we go back into the Hebrew etymology dictionary, it says that it is a craft that is a mother plane and a movable throne called, it is three times the size of the planet Earth, making it too large to come into Earth's atmosphere. Nubra means planet of the crossing, a planet that crosses the sky. Today, it would be called a shelter that is self-sustained and self-supported. The Christus city comes from Nubra, which is spoken about in Revelation 3 and 12 and 21 and 2, called a New Jerusalem. This is coded. From the Christus city come smaller crafts called Shams. Nubra is something that we've been talking about this for over 25 or 30 or 40 years, Brother Drew. We've been looking at this stuff ever since the 60s. As you, everyone thought we was crazy when we said this, but now the scientists, they call it RYLO, R-Y-L-O 7, which is your current that it does to believe that someone saw on the evening of April 22nd and 23rd, 1986, saw that they described as the thinking fireball. The fireball displayed a multitude of color lights and moved very fast. This is a simulation of Nibiru. That even far back as 1912, these white boys knew about that they was in the atmosphere, the Pope did, of Nibiru. See, they tried to stay out of this atmosphere because they wanted to get back to Mars, and they ain't quite got back to Mars yet, Brother Drew. And by 2030, we're going to be dead where the mothership can reach us. and how we know that up under the signs that we can go by is that what we read in the past that became the present, that's why we can talk about the future right now, because what we're reading about right now in the past, this shit become present right now. And we can understand what the future is coming, what it's going to bring by signs and symbols and numbers and ancient codes that we're talking about now. Nubra is a mass to come inside of the Earth's atmosphere. Whenever this happens, there'll be a chain of events that would take place, which was natural disasters happen on your planet every day. But when we see that year 2000, May the 5th, that was the alignment of the major planet. See, we had to know astrology, how this shit working. The major planets, the Earth, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, on this day, they would be taking place all over the world. They will be building up over this tornadoes, hurricanes, avalanches, earthquakes, volcanoes, tidal waves, blizzards, wildfires. But the most important thing that would tell us the truth, Brother Drew, is said, you could watch the animals. They are changing. You notice the flight of the birds? They're laying right next to you right now. Look at the dog and the cat. They don't chase each other. They lay up each other and sometimes try to screw each other. I don't see a dog trying to screw a cat.
Right. Sure, there's a cat looking at me yesterday like he wanted to kill me. He's looking at me.
Yeah, see, when that tsunami came, what did the birds and the stuff do? They went to higher ground.
Right.
Now, here's what we do know. Let's see how the ancients said. The ancients said that through four cycles, it goes through a sun cycle, a moon cycle, a moon cycle, and a sun cycle. In other words, you got two sun cycles and two moon cycles. Where cycle are we in as we speak right now? That's what we have to find out. Well, in 1970, we started coming into the sun cycle. I folks call it the new age or the age of Aquarius. But when we go back into Nubian history, we find that it renews itself every 2,400 years. Four cycles, two sun cycles, two moon cycles. These cycles are divided into 6,000 years, which equals 24,000 years, is what is known as an equinox. Your Earth was thrown out of sequence in the year 1943 with the invention of a time machine in the Philadelphia Experience. This was the awakening period of this cycle. Who was involved in this experiment opened up something that they call a vortex. Now, when we go into the dictionary and look up the word vortex, it is a whirling mass of water that sucks everything down in the center, a violent whirl of wind, a cyclone. What happened when that ship got in that eye of that vortex, Brother Drew? What happened? They still looking for it, ain't they? You with
yep.
me, Brother Drew? Yeah, they still,
yeah, it's terrible.
See,
we're still off.
See, you had to know it. In 1943, every 10 years, the vortex opened. When this happened, all types of beings can come in and out of here. There are most chances now than ever before of them being snatched left and right. You can't get caught in time. So in the year 1953, 1963, 1983, 1993, 2004, 2014, the vortex was open. Through here, was some dynamite shit of reptilians that came through here that right now the whole world is a homosexual race of people right now. You're led by the homosexuals, these reptilians as we speak, because these vortex has been open, and you can't keep it from being open, because see, white folks opened these damn vortex, and you had to go back and see why they opened the vortex. They were trying to get back to Mars. The whole thing is the Martians, which is the reptilians, which is the Germanic race of people, their elite is trying to get back to their planet. Now, they don't give a damn about, if you ain't in that bloodline, you ain't going with them. Now, good movie they showed you that shit on was what, Independence Day? You remember Independence Day, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I remember that movie, yeah, Will Smith, yeah.
They only took the elite. Only the billion and trillionaires went.
Yeah.
Got on that damn ship. You see, so they intending to leave what they back here, where they know that when y'all come, when mama y'all come, she killing everything that look like them. And everything that's black and got them other that's in all the Anunnakis, which would be the people of color, that's with them, meaning they done changed over to them, their ass gone too. And it might be a great plague to wipe them out, that our forefathers put together a plague over that certain people be immune to this disease that hit. You know, it's supposed to be, the Bible tell you about it, it would be a unknown plague that would come into existence that would hit. Now, we got records of the bubonic plague. The bubonic plague came in and killed out this reptilian left and right in England, but it didn't kill the gypsies and the Jews. And the reason it didn't kill the gypsies and the Jews, we know today, was because the gypsies and the Jews bathed their ass where the old white boy, this reptilian, which we call the Germanic race of people, which we love their ways and shit, wasn't bathing their ass, and blue bunny plague, it spread it through fear, where the Jews and the gypsies, they didn't catch the blue bunny plague, so the Pope came through and killed down there all the Jews and the gypsies. I said that they was the cause of the plague, that they was practicing hoodoo and voodoo. That's the reason that they, goddamn it, didn't get sick, but they was washing their ass with lavender.
Right.
Lavender keeps that blue blooded plague, that flea off your damn ass, that germ, because the Jews and the gypsies, they knew the power of the herbs, and the white boy was calling using herbs witchcraft with his reptilian
right.
ass. He did not understand what the Anunnakis know. That's us.
Okay.
See, so and we have got to understand that this is what the old book said, that the people of color, which was the human, we are the children of the Anunnakis, and they had put us down here to earth to mine silver, because their planet on the 19th galaxy, they had come into the atmosphere three suns, which at a certain period of time in their fourth season, the sun was killing the ozone level. Well, we having that damn trouble right now here on Earth. The old story said that our forefathers put us down here because of the ozone level. Well, right now we having ozone problems right now, because we are seeing, it's supposed to be one moon and one sun on timing. But now we see two moons and two suns. And see, we've been seeing two moons since 1960. And all of this is due to the fact of the atom bomb being dropped, opened up a vortex. Now, when we go back into the history of UFOs, when did the UFOs, we got all kinds of history of UFOs coming out of them vortex into this motherfucking place is, goddamn it, when, starting with 1940 to 1960. You got that period from after that bomb was set off at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. How many sightings did you see, and what came through that? Is a lot of alien people, not just from Martians, but from Mars, from all the 12 star systems. people came through those vortex. These people walking around on Earth inside of the Anunnaki shell right now. But these people deals with your ass through telepathic. And see, that's and he done made you eat his food. As long as you eat pork, you can't pick up your telepathic. You have to be pure vegetarian to pick up your telepathic cycle man and your other four masculine energies that senses that you have. And that's another trick that he tricked you. Said, Terry told you to live under grace, you can eat any goddamn thing you want. Well, that's through a damn religion called Christianity. That's the reason I'm calling the awakened the silence of the goddamn lamb. There was a movie called The Silence of the Lamb. Well, we send the silence of the goddamn story of the lamb's ass. The lamb, we're going to cut his goddamn throat from ear to ear. Just like my daddy taught me how to kill a goat and a lamb. Goddamn it, you cut their throat same way you kill a man. He said you cut their goddamn throat from ear to ear. Daddy say, hold his bit. When you get his beard down and you have to go out on a mission, he say, catch a man in his jigger van and cut it slow. So we're going to cut this motherfucking half-naked ass white boy called Jesus Christ. We're going to catch him by his jugular vein and cut his goddamn ass slowly across his goddamn neck, opening up a can of whoop ass on him. Now, we telling the old story that's out here, giving dates, then all this shit is out here. And all we have to do is follow the history of this date. And it's in every damn tribe. So when we go back and we're going to go through what the Dogon people say, what the Zulu, the Watusi, what the ancient people, these people say about this story that we're talking about right now that's been hid from us through the Masonic or through the reptilian that conquered us. And that's the white daddies. I know the niggas don't want nobody talking about their white daddies. Now, they call this science fiction. But see, when we go and study the history, and the most famous story that was told by a man called Admiral Richard Beard. And we running close out of time. How much time we got, Brother Drew?
About 2 minutes.
About what?
2 minutes. I mean, 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Two.
You know, yeah, we're gonna continue this story. We're gonna take up on the Dogon. We're gonna start. We done come into the year of a celebration of the Dogon people called the SIGUL. Sigul. This occurs every 60 years, and it's important part of the history of the Dogon people. This ring the Dogon people, shit, they know about Cyrus D before any Hubble telescope got here. Before any white boy invented a Hubble telescope, the Dogon knows about Cyrus B because they still here with this knowledge. So we'll pick up with the Dogon tribe next week and Richard Beard. We'll start right there, Brother Drew. Until next week, I would say Yashalawam.
Yashalawam. Come on, y'all.